This is 90.7 WFAE. I'm Sarah D'Elia. As Hurricane Irma makes her way up the Carolinas, there's one question on everyone's mind. How bad will this storm actually be? Both Governor Roy Cooper and Governor Henry McMaster have declared states of emergencies in North Carolina and South Carolina. WCNC's chief meteorologist Brad Panovich has been monitoring Hurricane Irma, and he joins us now by Skype. Brad, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, Brad, when can we expect Irma to hit land?
It's probably going to make landfall in South Florida, it looks like, sometime early Sunday morning. We're looking at maybe around 8 or 9 in the morning on Sunday. And then it's going to move north pretty quickly. It should pick up a little bit of speed and could be north of Orlando by Monday morning. And so then we see it come up through Georgia, and the impacts in the Carolinas really are going to start probably Monday night into Tuesday. But we might see rain as soon as midday on Monday.
Okay. For Charlottesians who have been in the area a long time, I'm sure this brings up lots of memories of Hurricane Hugo in 1989 that left people without power for weeks and caused a lot of damage. What similarities, if any, are there between Hugo and Irma?
Well, the wind threat that we saw with Hugo is certainly the only thing we're mostly concerned about with Irma. But the difference is that, you know, Hugo was traveling at a much higher speed. It was coming from a different angle. It was over water the entire time as it approached the coast of South Carolina, and it was getting stronger. So Irma is going to be weakening. It's going to be traveling from the south, and it's not going to be moving as fast. So we're not anticipating the type of winds that we had in the Charlotte area with Hugo, which were sustained, not gusts, sustained around 80 miles per hour. That's why we saw so many trees come down. And this one, I think you're looking at winds in the 30 to 40 mile per hour range with maybe a gust of 50. So at least 30 miles per hour less than Hugo.
Do we have a sense of inches of rainfall at this point?
Yeah, the good news is, even though we likely could see some minor flooding, especially in some of the flood-prone areas, we're talking streets and poor drainage areas, about 2 to 4 inches with some isolated amounts near 5 inches are possible. The storm isn't going to stall, so we're not going to see day after day after day of rain. It's going to move quick enough that the rain should be in and out quickly. But I do suspect we'll see a flood watch issued at some time for Monday and Tuesday.
How concerned should we be with tornadoes forming after the storm has kind of passed through?
Yeah, typically with this track, the tornadoes would be the biggest concern, because when you're on the east side or the right side of the track, that's the area where tornadoes form. Now, the reason it's not as big a threat with this system is because of the very great weather we have now. The cool, dry air that's in place is actually going to deter tornadoes from forming. We still have the threat for them. It's just lower than it would be if we had hazy, hot, and humid weather ahead of this storm.
So going into this weekend, you know, we've seen the pictures on Twitter of, you know, there's no bread, milk, or toilet paper left in different grocery stores. How can Charlottesians prepare, and what advice do you have for folks in Charlotte?
Yeah, I'm glad to see people get prepared. It's maybe a little bit overboard in some locations, but I think people, you know, they remember Hugo and they're going to prepare that way. I think the way you prepare from this is kind of like you would prepare for an ice storm. Expect to not have power for a couple of days and expect trees to come down and cause disruptions of services like internet and cell phones and cable service and TV service. That's the kind of disruptions we're talking about, because we have so many trees in the city. It makes the city gorgeous, but it's also one of the things that makes it dangerous in high winds. I'm not worried about winds blowing your house over or knocking your roof off. I worry about it knocking down tree limbs and trees onto your home and onto your property, and that's where you get issues. And if you've been around this area any length of time, you know when it rains and we get just a little bit of wind, we always get trees coming down.
Mm-hmm. What do you have in your personal hurricane preparedness kit?
Probably the biggest thing I have is batteries and chargers for my cell phone, my electronic devices, cash. I think one of the things people probably take for granted is we live in a very digital age now where everything is on your smartphone. We don't carry cash. We use credit cards. We store everything on the cloud. And the way you have to think about preparing for storms like this in the future is, if I can't access the internet or access the cloud or, you know, get online, how do I transfer money? How do I look up passwords, records that I keep online? How do I pay for stuff if I can't use a credit card? So we're in a digital age. When we get a storm like this, you got to start thinking like analog. Go back to currency that's paper form, handwritten policies for your insurance, because a lot of folks don't even keep the paper records because they figure I'll just look it up online. Mm. Well, when the storm comes, you're not going to be able to do that.
Brad Panovich is the chief meteorologist for WCNC. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.